Welcome back to the Tenosis Tech Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Nick and Randy, how are you guys doing today?
Good morning.
FaceTime call lagged as you did that, so it sounded like you were auto-tuning, like, no tomorrow.
I was auto-tuning.
Thank you.
No, that wasn't a FaceTime call. That was me. That was 100% pure me, synthetically.
I was doing really well until Samsung had their event yesterday morning, and then I cried
a little. Did you catch any of that, or did you just vaguely hear about it?
I didn't need to catch it because 15 people dropped videos all at once. So.
Yeah. I don't get why they set the review or impressions embargo to be right when the event starts. I feel like that's a bad idea in general, because then as soon as the event starts, all the YouTubers drop their videos and everyone's just like, well, I'm just going to watch those because that's going to be more interesting. Or
in I would rather watch Marquez than whatever Samsung has to say.
It was pretty bad, I have to
admit.
There'll be
fewer multi-screen dimensional videos if you just watch the YouTubers.
They always got to do something weird with their presentations, with the slides on the cube or the tri thing. Or it's like, just have a screen. Why does it got to be so complicated?
It's always because it's Samsung.
Samsung and their screens. Samsung. No foldables, but yeah.
Thank the Lord. My goodness. We would not want any more affordable foldables on this market.
I'm kind of sad about that.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to buy that.
You wanted a Z Flip?
I wouldn't buy a Samsung regardless, so that's why I want one. That's why I want a fold there, because I'm not buying it, but that doesn't mean I don't want to see it.
Something with the flip or the fold?
Something with a curve, something with a crease, something with a Gen 3 version of something that, I mean, they're hedging their bets on it, so, I mean, go all in. That's what I say. So
he does say that.
That's what I say.
I want to know if they're probably struggling to see if they can get the S Pen supported on the Z Fold 3, at least. That's what I've read, is that they think they can get rid of the note line if they can bring stylus support to a foldable, but currently fingernails can destroy the foldable, so you probably don't want to take a pen and start pushing really hard against that screen. So
sure.
I'm glad I'm not in that engineering department. It must be a nightmare every day trying to get that stuff to work. But yeah. It was a weird event.
At the very least, we got some Samsung tracker thingies. So that's how you know.
Tracker thingies.
Galaxy tags.
Galaxy tags. Thank you. And you know that Apple's really late to the game when their competition has seen the leaks from 2 years ago and made a product to compete with it. So
they've copied Apple and brought it to market before Apple could bring it to market. This was definitely Apple first, I think.
Did you see that little hack thing that you can do by going to findmy.com?
Yeah.
/ items. Or there's an it's not / items. I got the genuine URL, but it will open maps and then it'll take you to a new pop-up that's not supposed to be there.
Ooh.
About that shows the backpack icon, the bicycle icon, when it says learn more, it redirects you to a website of Apple page that says like web page can't be found right now.
Ooh.
Yeah. Do you think that means imminent release?
No, I think that about as imminent as it being an iOS 13 coding.
Ooh, yeah. That's painful.
Well, if they are putting it in public builds, I assume you're on. I would assume that means they're at least getting closer or somewhat close, maybe a March event. But I don't think I'll be getting any.
Yeah, what's the point? It's not like I haven't lost anything. All of 2020, my goal, my New Year's resolution in 2020 was to not lose things like my keys or my phone.
That's
stuff.
A good resolution.
And I did a good job all last year. I don't think I lost anything.
Well, it's easy when we're in the same place all day, but yeah.
Exactly. Sometimes I've wandered around my house just looking for something and then realizing I'm holding it because I'm going crazy.
Yep. I've done that.
I'm going to say it out loud to Nick and I'll let him do overlays like that, but you type in find my.
Okay.
Okay, find my. /items. Go. Open this and find my open.
Okay. Woo!
Swipe up. Keep track of your everyday items. You can add an item, and it's searching.
The heck?
Wow.
It's like an Easter egg.
It
Apple
is
baked
like
in a little Easter egg.
Easter egg. When you want to learn more, this page can't be found.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Okay, so...
They're ready.
They're ready.
This is a thing, so...
Whoever
Samsung can say they're first still.
But whoever's working on that software, you know, has been waiting for forever to be able to release it because he thinks it's really cool. So he just added into the Maps app, you know, this little Easter
He's
egg
like,
and
we're
didn't tell
do it
anyone.
Right now. I think Samsung likes to play the early... Right. I think Samsung likes to play the early bird gets the worm, where Apple likes to play the second mouse gets the cheese.
Ooh. Ouch. That's kind of morbid, though.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard that before. I like it.
It was in Iron Man 3. That's how I remember
it. Oh, that's right. That's funny. Yeah, second mouse gets the cheese. Let them. That's why they can all decapitate themselves or set off the snaps with foldables. And you guys
try OLED and let it burn in and stuff, and we'll come along when it's all figured out. Wireless charging. And, you know, other people figure out that stuff first, and then we come in and iron it out.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, but so the coding's right there. Find My's. I mean, I trust it's been ready from the moment there was, like, Apple support pages with it and like, official, yeah, all that stuff. It's ready. But the thing is, if they're waiting for the pandemic to open, I don't see why that matters because this is an
Samsung
accessory.
Don't care.
Samsung don't care. And Randy don't care. Randy, when he was working on bass, still don't care. I think people who want it, I think this is one of those accessories that you're going to get it regardless and always have it on standby. Because it's not like it's battery operated. So,
what is battery operated? It's just not something you need to recharge daily.
Well, probably has
battery
a battery.
See, this is why I want the thing to come out so we can figure out. I figured it was going to use same technology that's used that when you use like NFC or something like that.
Mm.
And that doesn't require power. It requires power from the device, but not necessarily the
I think that only works real shortwave.
I was under the impression that these AirTags were going to use little short band. Technology to communicate with more items that would eventually push the signal to you, so that way every iOS product or every Apple product is a beacon, a ping.
Yeah,
you're pinging from that.
I just think it needs a little battery. At least that's what I've
probably
read,
like
is that it's going to charge with the Apple Watch puck or something like that. So not something you have to charge regularly, hopefully. That's the big question, is how long can it go on a charge? Because people aren't going to want to charge it every night. That's going to be too complicated and too intricate. What I'm curious about is the pricing, because they could bundle them up and make them expensive, or they could sell one individually, kind of like how Samsung is doing. But knowing Apple, I doubt that they would price it super low. Something tells me it's going to be the best little tile tracker, but not the most affordable.
Huh. What's Samsung selling theirs for?
I think they have a non-ultra wideband version that acts more like a traditional tile, and then they have a more expensive version, Galaxy Tag Plus. Not joking. That's what they call it.
Wow.
Galaxy Tag Plus 5G with the XDR.
Yeah, where's
display?
My 5G tag? I hate their website. It's so confusing.
Congratulations.
The non-ultra wideband one is $30, so I doubt Apple would get that cheap. But then they also have, my God, what is wrong with your guys' website? What is wrong with you guys? Okay, I'm looking for Galaxy Tag Plus, and they don't put it in the related to this item tab. Okay, it's more than that. I'm guessing it's like $40 or $50 for the ultra wide bin. Wow.
I would picture Apple selling AirTags. Had you not told me the price, the number I had in my head was $30 actually.
Ooh.
Wow.
I think that's too hopeful.
Ooh, that's way too hopeful.
Why?
I'm thinking $99 per tile.
No.
I was leaning more towards Nick. I was leaning more towards this is going to be
Apple. Same price as Apple. A HomePod Mini?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys need to do a drug test. You guys are crazy.
So a two-pack of the ultra-wideband is $65.
Okay.
But a one-pack is $40. But I could see Apple doing something like that. They're going to make it seem painfully obvious to get more than one. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be like, if you buy one, it's $60.
$79.
Yeah, but if you get two, it's $80.
$60. If you buy two, it's $65.
Yeah. It like you would have to be an idiot to not get two AirTags. And I'm pretty sure all the AirTags are going to have ultra wideband. They won't do like a non ultra wideband version. Hopefully there's not a Find My Plus service in the works.
No.
What would that entail? Stalking your friends or something?
It means that they can have another little section in the menu bar of the Maps app that can be a pop-up. I'm starting to get really annoyed by that. Every time I open the fitness app, it's just like, here's this new Fitness Plus dedicated tab just for you.
You open fitness on your phone?
Yeah, I want to see the workout routes I run on. I want to look at the maps and my pace and stuff.
I've only ever used fitness on my watch.
Yeah, it's...
And guess what? There's no ads on my watch.
Well, I got one yesterday.
So for now.
I got one.
Ding!
Fitness Plus is about to expire. Yeah. They're pushing it.
They're pushing them
notifications, but yeah, I hope. You know that. You know what Mobile Me was? Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I should be asking you those types of questions. Do you younglings remember what Mobile Me is?
They're basically bringing it back.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It was
in little pieces.
Subscription-based collection of online services and software offered by Apple. That's the definition. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this is Mobile Me.
It was ahead of its time.
Apple One.
Maybe they'll rebrand Apple One as Mobile Me at some point and just bring it all full circle.
That means you guys can get your @me.com email because I got mine.
Ooh.
Do you still have it?
Ooh.
I do. Oh, does I it use work? It's yo, yeah.
Yeah.
I still have it. I still have my @me. It's my most exclusive email that I've never I get maybe three emails of like automated whatever sent to me, but it's my most exclusive email. And because I said exclusive, Nick over here went, exclusive? I want exclusive. What's that email?
Yeah, can you say that email out loud?
I will never say the email out loud. It's the most private.
Me at me.
I'm that early to the game.
Who is it? It's me.
Yeah. X at me.
X at me. I go ahead.
Did you guys buy any of the iPhone SE 3 is coming this year leaks, or was that kind of like unbelievable?
It was very unbelievable because the current SE just came out last year, and we're pretty much used to 2, 3, 4 years between SEs, and it coming a year and some change after the last one. Seeing how the last one is so good, that SE is an amazing phone for that price point. $399 for
probably stay there a while.
Very much. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. I think I'm in agreement. But I like thinking about what the next one will be because it's a challenge of like, don't give it too much and make it better than the last one. So I'm curious how you guys think they can, what the third generation SE, whenever it does come out, what design it'll carry over and what features it'll carry over.
It'll probably be the 10R design, seeing how they're still keeping that around for however many years it's been.
Right.
They're still selling that brand new. And so I think 10R's gone down $100 every year, right? So at some point it's just going to be it's just going to be $400. Maybe next year it'll just be $400, and they'll discontinue the old SE.
Could the SE3 just be the 10R with a A15 chip, and they just center the Apple logo? That way it fits the differences. Rest of the lineup. That's my one request. Could Apple do that now, actually? I wouldn't mind.
But then what would be so special about it?
It's cheap. It's the cheap one.
And now 10R is cheap?
That's what I'm talking about.
Could be cheaper. Could go further.
Making the 10R into the SE.
Instead of the 11.
SE was gone.
Instead of the 11. Yep.
SE2 was gone. Replace it with the 10R.
I would like 10R to be stuck around as SE strictly because of the color palette that they have with the options. But then they would probably...
No, they're just going to give you two colors. Black, white, and maybe coral.
I mean, but those were good. Those are white, white. Yeah, I mean, you remember seeing my wife's white 10R. Actually, I got it over here somewhere that I'm supposed to sell. That thing is white. Unlike Nick's.
Unlike me.
Unlike
it's
Nick's,
as white as us.
Cream thing. Yeah. So I did a quick little search. Tiles cost, like the base ones, they come in a pack of four for $60, so that's $15 a piece. And then the one that's more like rounded square edges, that one's $25. So I would say Apple. I wanted to finish my thought on the little tile thing. I still feel 30 to. I think the bundle part might be the part that makes it go a little bit more expensive, but I don't think it's going to have the Apple proprietary something or another because it's so exclusive to iOS. I think they're going to have it compete with Tile in the sense of closer price range. So the $30 range is, I still think that's where it would be. The reason why I do is because
$50 each.
The accessory of having Apple Card didn't cost you anything, and that was because
that's a service,
it's so I mean, what's Tiles?
Well, that's you can subscribe to it, but unless Apple's planning a service. If I would agree with you if they were planning on launching some subscription-based, track all your items with these other things if you pay $10 a month. But if they're not doing the service route, they're going to want thicker profit margins than Samsung is, which is why I think if they're incorporating ultra-wideband,
I don't think they care about the profit margins like that for that type of stuff. Only
Apple doesn't.
Not with accessories like that. It's so iOS exclusive, like Apple Card. They're not trying to get market share. You're just trying to keep your ecosystem still thriving. So that's why it doesn't really matter in the sense of we're going to upsell this, that, because it's another flower being planted in your walled garden. It's not expanding the wall. It's just decorative at this point, the same way I see Apple Card. So not in the sense that they don't care about profit margins, but this is not their we're going to get market shares. This is their Apple TV equivalent. This is their Apple Card equivalent. This is that.
I would say their Apple TV is overpriced compared to the competition.
I'm talking about
the viability of the product, that it's not meant to really go outside of your walled garden. So
yeah, but there's a lot of expensive stuff in the garden between watch bands and AirPods Max, and that's all your ecosystem argument. So it's
but profit margins, going on the profit margins, that's not where they count their profits, and that's why they're not going to try to upsell it so they can get a higher margins. That's not where the margins come from. It comes from the bread and butters and stuff like that, not accessories. The only accessories that really blown it out of the water were the AirPods and stuff, and rightfully
so. Which were more expensive than people thought they were going to be, though.
Yeah, but there's also there is proprietary tech that's in there for
by
sure.
Like double the price that everyone thought they were going to be.
Yeah, but yeah, I think that was an unexpected. It took them a whole year to catch on, so it didn't happen right out the gate either. So
same thing could happen with AirTags. For all we know,
it could. But I don't think price is going to be that deciding factor, because whereas AirPods is universal to any computer, AirTags is iOS. So I think it's going to be closer to the $30 mark. And if they bundle
it... I hope you're right.
If they bundle it, then that's where you'll see like 60, 80, or whatever those higher numbers are with a bundle. And if they come out with some subscription service with it, then Obviously, that will also change the overall cost factor.
That would be really nice, Randy. I hope you're right.
I hope you're right, but I don't think you are. I think this is going to be, you know, like your MagSafe Duo or your Air Power or your... They're going for...
Sorry, when Nick... We're upselling this part, an iPhone you user. You guys will tell me I'm right again when it happens.
All right. Okay. Well, I expect that both ways if I'm right.
All right. I will do that. Okay. I'll be mindful. I'll be like, okay. Hey, guess what, Drew? I was right.
I'm pretty good with the prices, though, I must say.
Yeah.
I got the Magic
Drew,
Keyboard
Drew does have
case.
A good record on the prices.
I got the MagSafe Duo price right on the money.
You're good with the prices, but... I think your logic is miskewed because your thought with the tiles is I don't think is as your reasoning is the part I disagree with, but I don't think I disagree with the price. So
we'll see.
But I mean, everyone hopes that the cheaper. I'm like, oh, $15. $15 just
cheaper.
Like tile. Then there you go. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, even if it was $15, God's honest truth, still wouldn't buy one. I'm not even to test it out. I wouldn't review it. I wouldn't look into it. It's one of those things that I don't care. When I lose something, it has to be... That's the thing. I don't see myself in a situation where I'm... Where are my AirPods? That's the most. But then I always put them in the same spots anyway. So I just... I built these habits for me. So they're not
for
me.
Could you even attach an AirTag to AirPods? That would look kind of wonky.
Well, AirPods 3 will have an AirTag built in.
Well, that's what I want. Yeah. If you were selling headphones that just had AirTag tech built into it, that would be more interesting.
Yeah.
Than just the tag itself.
You mean Find My? It's already there.
Well, it's not like...
But it has to be online.
But it's not the ultra-wideband thing.
Yeah, where you can't go...
Pinpoint.
Where are my AirPods, Randy?
Like, this won't ping other Apple devices in an encrypted manner and let me know, like, oh, you left it at this, you know, restaurant or whatever. Not that that happens, but if it was something more like that, you know, if they're running out of things to add to AirPods, you know, throw a little GPS chip in there. People can find them because they do lose them a lot.
That'd be great for the battery.
It happens. Yeah. If you just...
I lost my first AirPods that way. They were gone.
You lost.
I was up in
needed AirTag.
Anaheim. It would have helped me because when I jumped on Find My, it just said offline to this day. And then I eventually disconnected. But up until about maybe less than a year ago, I finally disconnected the original AirPods that I had from my thing because it still says offline. So they weren't. No one took them. Hmm. They're just gone. But I know where I lost them at. Mm. And they were at not a restaurant, but it was at a bakery. So up in Anaheim, there's this place called Porto's, and they make, like, the best bakery. Ooh. It's the freshest thing. Anybody in Southern California, they know about
AirPods
this place.
Right in there.
Yeah, they got five locations, and somebody is probably eating AirPod now that I'm thinking about it. But, I lost them. I didn't realize until I was on my way back down to San Diego, and I go, oh my God, where is it at? Couldn't find it. Tried to ping it, nothing. And it was up, and this was 2018, November, like Thanksgiving of 2018. So up until about less than a year ago, I was like, these things are gone. Like, I just want to know, had they been rehomed? Because I already got regifted new ones and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was like, they got to be gone, but they never came back online. So...
That's I misplaced my AirPods case once.
The case.
Oh. And I lost it. I was wearing my AirPods and I got out of the car. It was snowing in Colorado. And I had to get out of the car for some reason on the road. And I think I had my AirPods case in my lap because I had my headphones in at the time. Mm. And it wasn't until later that night I'm like, I have my AirPods. Where's my case? I'm like, ew. So I stopped the next day about that spot on the road and I looked, but... It was all snowing, and there was a white
case. The story
case
feels familiar.
Like, you know?
Did this happen during podcast years?
Yeah.
I feel like I remember this story. I feel like this was a sad story.
It was a sad story, because then I had to go buy new ones.
Yeah, I've never lost any Apple product.
You have to leave your house to lose it.
Well, I used to leave my house, but AirPods came out before I was a home body. Is that the term? Homebody.
Yeah,
it's quarantined. Our lifestyle is called quarantine.
A hermit.
I
you were quarantined before it became cool.
Yeah. I remember when they came out in 2016, I still thought they were the coolest things ever. I'd wanted something like that for so long. So when they finally came out, I was that was one of the few Apple products I was like urgently counting down the days before the shipment arrived. I was just like, come on, come on. I remember because I was working at the Mandarin Ranch at the time, and I just was sorting through mandarins at the packaging plant, and I was just thinking about AirPods the whole time. So it's still a very vivid memory of mine of just like daydreaming about AirPods as I pulled the rotten mandarins off the line. And so those were the days. Now we have too many AirPods.
I know.
There's too many
everywhere now. They're ubiquitous.
We've got a bunch of them sitting around, but
I'm thinking about simplifying once AirPods 3 come out, if they got the AirPods Pro design, I'm thinking about simplifying. Cool. I might actually full on retire these ones, because these are technically Gen 1. These pieces, the case is Gen 2 because it's wireless, but the stems are Gen 1. Wow. So
that's why it sounds so terrible.
Mr. I can't tell let me tell you about this music he was working on.
No.
He wants to talk about sounds terrible. Nick comes to me. Okay, no. You wanted to break the fourth wall. I'm breaking the fourth wall. I'm talking straight to the listeners now, and you, Drew, so you can hear more specifics about this. Nick comes to me last night and goes, all right, now let me show you what I've been working on, because I was showing him on some stuff I was working on. It's like, ooh, I'm so excited.
To be fair, I showed you a bunch of beautiful photography first.
He did, and he started off too strong, because then from there he's like, now let me show you what else I've been working on. He opens up Logic, and he's like, this is something. So I'm not going to allude to anything, but unless they know.
So
this is what I've been working on. And let's just say this is going to go to something that a lot of people would hear. And I listen to it. I go, you're doing good, buddy. And he looked at me. He's like, oh, no. What's up? Things are off sync. They weren't even snapped to the timeline right. He had things out of tune. They weren't even in the right key. So I goes like, oh, is this in key? And he goes, yeah. What does in key mean? And I was like, oh, no. And I had to
way to
like,
out him publicly, Randy.
I know, right?
Wow. No, like, come this on, is man. He goes, it's the equivalent of like, what does in key mean? It's the equivalent of like, is it in frame? And he goes, oh. And then when he realized the comparison, he's like, I don't know. And I was like, I'm going to answer for you. It's not. So it's equivalent to macaroni art. It's like, oh, you're doing great, buddy. Here, we'll put that one on the fridge for the 15th time.
We all got to get our 10,000 hours.
Tell me how bad my AirPods sound, Nick. Tell me.
They sound amazing.
And then as I'm editing his song.
They sound amazing.
As I'm editing his song, this is Nick. He gets his AirPods and he puts them in so he can work on something on his iPad. I go, oh, I'm sorry, Nick. Is your music bothering you?
That's how we get good at things.
With friends like these, who needs enemies? I mean, why create at this point?
Listen, Jordan sat at this very desk and ripped Twilight apart in front of me. And I went with a tear. And he's like, you're doing great, buddy. And then I looked at him and I was like, you mother, I will ruin you.
So this is the desk of tears.
No, this is the house of honesty.
House of honesty. Mm. I don't want to. I'm going to go to Drew's house next time. Gosh.
Yeah. My house is the house of being fake to each other to preserve each other's feelings. We thrive on bottling up those thoughts.
Boy, that sounds healthy.
Very healthy. It's great for everyone. Speaking of bottling up those thoughts. You read the report of MagSafe making a return to the MacBook?
Yes. Oh, yes! Yes!
This is good or bad or weird or what?
Oh. If your stance hasn't changed, Drew, I know where you stand. I would be delighted to see MagSafe return. Only because
no,
that means I've only... That, how much am I saying? I would have skipped a full generation's worth of MacBook that the last MacBook that my wife has MagSafe.
Mine too.
And
we use it all
I look
the time.
At it, I connect it, I go, this is great. I love USB-C, but something about this just feels, hi, I'm a Mac and I'm a PC.
You hate it.
All right, so your like stance MagSafe. Hasn't changed.
It pops off it. So easily. I wouldn't mind
You're
it if they brought it
wrong.
Back as long as I could still charge via USB-C. I don't think they would get rid of that
The magnets
option.
Are stronger. Because think about how strong MagSafe
Not
on the back
strong
of our phones
as
are.
No. USB-C, though. Because
Not as strong as USB-C.
I bump MagSafe off all the time accidentally when we're trying
See,
to use it in bed.
Is,
you're bumping it wrong.
Oh, my gosh. Randy. MagSafe 2, it's a lot thinner. And that meant that it breaks a lot easier on the
It's easy
short
to pop
axis.
Off when you don't want
it's
it
It's easy to pop off when you pull the cable down or pull it up. But it doesn't pop off when you go side to side. It's fine that way. Mm. But it does pop off pretty easy when you push it up or push it down.
Why don't That's you guys don't put your like. Cables behind you like the cameras and the lighting and the...
Have you seen the that's spaghetti
a desk.
Nest of cable
A laptop
fibers?
I use on a couch on a bed. I use it where I am, so I'm moving it there around more. It's mobile.
Maybe with the new 16-inch MacBook Pro, we won't need a cable. The battery life will just come with 100%, and we'll use it for 3 years, and it'll just...
That's how good Apple silicon is.
Just never charge it.
The first never charge MacBook. I would be more excited they won't
What's
do this,
What's the battery life on this MacBook? Yep.
A few years. Yep. I think I'd be more excited if it was MagSafe on both sides, because that's the one thing I didn't like about MagSafe is that I couldn't charge from the right side when I needed to, which was really, really nice for me when I finally got a MacBook Pro with USB-C, as I was like, I can charge here, I can charge here. I got options. So if I can still charge via USB-C, even if I have to buy a separate brick and a separate cable... Whatever. I'll take that as my Apple sheep tax. As long as I can still charge it from the right or the left if I feel like it, I don't mind them bringing it back. For those who want it, sure. But hopefully they can make it a tad more secure. But if I had the option, I would still probably charge through USB-C. But the reason I'm glad they're at least considering it is if I did use a MacBook as a tower, as like a dedicated... on my desk machine, I could just leave MagSafe in at all times and then have four vacant Thunderbolt 3 ports similar to my iMac Pro or a Mac Mini, and you don't have to worry about one of them being power. You know, that can be a whole separate port. So basically, more I/O, more connectivity. So, yeah, bring it back. Why not?
I don't... So I told you why I like it. I just don't think it's coming back.
You think they're both wrong?
I feel maybe foolishly. I feel like Apple sold me pretty hard on the USB-C final port thing. And it's the only port that you need, and I agree with it. I don't see... I think MagSafe for MacBook served its purpose for its time, and I think we've just... We're past it now, the same way we're past HDMI on a MacBook. If there is anything that they would bring back, my request, and I know it doesn't really apply for your situation, Drew, I would love to have an SD card reader again. That's the only slot I
That would
wish
be my guess.
Back. That's the only thing to me that's relevant. That Mac, because even like Mac Mini, I still need to get an SD card reader adapter for the Mac Mini. So, right now there's no M1 anything that I could get that would give me SD card reader built in.
But you buy this $30 USB-C to SD card reader adapter, and then you can use it on any USB-C product.
Maybe that's why I'm so in love with like filming on my phone sometimes and just AirDrop, so I don't have to deal with it. But then it kind of just irks me.
They said they're bringing back older ports to the next MacBook Pro, so that you won't have to use an adapter. My guess was SD card slot, because everything else can kind of be moved on. You know, a USB-A was designed horribly and yet supported on so many things, which is why it's annoying. It's like a bad design that they put everywhere. And that's so right. I don't think Apple's going to keep endorsing USB-A and bring that back. And when it comes to HDMI, I feel like there's a lot of just, you can just get a whole replacement cable. It's not exactly an adapter. It's just HDMI to USB-C, or this external monitor uses USB-C anyway, so just use Thunderbolt 3 with it. I don't think they'd bring HDMI back. But the SD card slot is the one thing that's like it always needs an adapter, and there's not a great wireless or cable alternative. I guess there's some cameras that do the USB-C to USB-C thing to the computers, but there's so many people that are still using SD cards, and I use it for my audio every day, so I would use an SD card slot if it had it. I still have to use an adapter for my CFast cards, but yeah, I would still, I think a lot of people would appreciate that. It's just funny to read that because it feels like Apple had kind of given up and had abandoned that whole cause. So to hear they're thinking of bringing back some type of additional I/O outside of USB-C, I'm just like, really? Mm-hmm. What happened, mm-hmm. Apple? Satan must be I'm wearing a jacket right now. It's cold.
Is it freezing over in hell already?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen until June.
It's frosty.
What do you mean? That's weird.
What happened, Apple? Yeah, can you imagine if that's like them... wow.
That's what like them partnering with Google to make an app together. Oh, wait, they did that.
They did do that. No, it's more like them partnering with the original Big Brother IBM to make certain... Wait, that
did happen.
That also happened.
It's like them taking an investment from Bill Gates to...
Wait, that did happen, though.
Or Samsung building the iPhone...
Display? I think... Did that happen?
Oh, wait. Yeah.
You know what? That did happen.
Oh, well.
It's like... Lightning?
Lightning.
Lightning.
So maybe they'll just put lightning ports, 4 lightning ports on the new MacBook Pros. That would be fun.
I remember briefly talking about that in some video once. I remember thinking, like, if they included a lightning port on the MacBook, you could at least use the lightning earpods that shipped with the iPhone at the time.
I remember that, yeah. That was a stupid idea.
They never got into that. That lightning was always a one-sided thing with the cables. They never went... That's what I like about USB-C is you could use it either way. Didn't matter which end. But lightning was always USB-A or USB-C on the other side. So it was like, let me check which side of the cable I got to plug into. So I never liked lightning as much.
Back to this unicorn MacBook Pro that is supposedly going to have all of this I/O.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a step back. I'd much prefer 2 or even 4 USB-C ports and just... leave it at that.
They will still have that, just to be clear.
I know they'll still have it, but it won't be as clean and minimal with a bunch of holes in the side and different ways to charge it. And I'm a photographer. I take pictures all the time. I use my SD card reader adapter probably 3 times a day. No joke.
Well, we all have to now. There's no choice.
I'd rather not have the slot. I like the adapter because when I need it, it's plugged in. And when I don't need it, I don't have a hole on the side of my device. It's very nice.
That's true. I mean, the SD card slot is pretty thin, though. I mean, it's pretty minimal of all legacy ports to bring back.
Out of all of the legacy ports, that's the one I wouldn't fomate over. But I think MagSafe might be a step too far. If they bring back like MagSafe 2, that'd be no bueno. But if they did something interesting with MagSafe, maybe MagSafe 3... made it do some data or something. I don't know what else they could do with it.
I was just brainstorming this morning if there's a way for them to revive MagSafe with USB-C.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Make it support like USB-C.
Trying to think how that would work.
Or whatever.
They would razor down the external oval and because you just need to have the chip part exposed and to plug in that. Once it makes contact with the device, and then replace what was the oval with MagSafe magnets instead. I don't see it being that.
So,
but could you still use that port for regular USB-C accessories?
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Hmm. Like you could use it with any USB-C accessory, but also have a MagSafe. I don't know. Apple helped develop the USB-C. They could some kind of like they put magnets around the oval, and then when it docks, it slides in the port, so it looks kind of thick and chunk. But I don't know. I was daydreaming about it this morning. I was like, what if they found a way for it to be like a regular USB-C port, but you could also just magnetically throw a cable at it? That would be like the ultimate port.
That wouldn't be bad. I wouldn't mind that. Yeah.
Reversible, symmetrical, and magnetically attached. Imagine if you were trying to plug a cable into a monitor and you just hold the cable in the back of the monitor and it's like and it just grabs it, so you don't have to line it up exactly right.
But if a MacBook Pro had MagSafe on it, would it make the MagSafe charging sound?
Ooh. It makes a big circle on the screen.
Just takes up the entire 16-inch display.
Giant charge
that
icon.
That would get annoying. That would get really annoying.
And you're sitting there on your bed, and it's kind of falling off, and pulling them back in, and it's doing a little...
They're bringing nightstand mode to the Mac. It's just a giant time icon. No. Just the
Jonathan
big numbers.
Morrison will find a way to make a song out of it.
Oh, no.
Yes, he will. And I will listen. But there's a 14-inch display, MagSafe, too.
Yeah, I'm
tempted. It's all going to come down to which Macs get that GPU core.
Ooh. Don't threaten me with a good time with 14 inches. I will get that.
I can take all 14.
Oh my god.
I'll take the full 14 and not an inch less. However, I will compromise with 13 inches. 13.3 maybe to be exact. But
yeah, that might be a long wait.
I'm only 5.4. Okay.
At least it'll vary at least a bit from the iPad.
What
Pro.
Are you talking about? Ew! I'm talking about screens.
There's plenty of screen real estate. What are you talking about, Randy? I can do whatever I need on this 5.4 inches. I don't need 16 or
That's baby inches.
Baby inches.
I'm happy with my 5.4.
This is baby inches.
I make my 5.4 inches work, but
that's right.
Oh boy!
Oh my gosh! This derailed quickly.
Oh boy! Is that yours or mine?
It's mine. What's up?
My battery is already dying. See, this is why AirPods need to have a humble retirement.
Oh shoot! They're getting old.
Why are you hiding it? Why are you hiding it?
Who's gonna get it?
Are those clean? I'm not putting yucky earpods. No. My OCD's flared up. Let's just keep going. Keep going. We're good. We're doing it.
If only we had AirPods Max, then you guys could just both listen to one ear at a time and hold your heads really close together. Ooh, yep. I think I've seen something I'm not supposed to see in the background.
I think you have.
Prove it.
It doesn't belong there.
Prove it.
Some kind of...
You saw my dog?
No.
She's got a haircut and she's pretty. And we're just going to draw attention to the dog right now. There she is. Hello. She just wanted to say hi for the show. See, this is why you should be watching the show instead of listening, because then you can see what Drew was speculating. And wow, you really are just thinking in my arm. I just was joking. Nope. This is... All right. Well, welcome to the fourth member of the
game. I wonder if Kika could try on AirPods Max.
Maybe you want to try AirPods Max? She don't care.
The audio listeners are very confused right now.
There's a dog.
There's a dog. Not a dog.
A dog has joined the set.
The dog.
The this dog is, of all dogs.
This is Casa de Kika, the house of Kika. I just pay rent here.
Correct.
She owns it. Look at her. Okay, I'm going to put you down, but no.
With the new 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pros, Drew, would you be swayed to a 14-inch for a more compact body?
I don't really want a more compact
I love that reaction. Body. You're just like...
It would be nice to see. I want the smaller MacBook to get thinner bezels, but I want a bigger screen because when I reviewed the MacBook Air, it was too close to my iPad Pro. I was like, too much redundancy with my Apple hardware. So if I was making the upgrade and the iMacs end up sucking, because I would still prefer an iMac over everything. But if they are too expensive or the design sucks or they don't update them ever again, I don't know why they would do that. But if I had to get a MacBook, I would want to get the bigger one just because, you know, extra GPU hopefully. And if I am going to edit on the go, I want a larger display that feels gargantuan. Man, I want to use a 16-inch MacBook Pro again. I remember having so much fun back in 2019 with that when we reviewed it. That was so cool. I remember opening it and just being like, Oh my God. This is the biggest screen on a mobile Mac I've ever seen. It was crazy. And it didn't feel like I was compromising anything when I was editing on it. It felt like I still had plenty of room to breathe with different windows and OBS and Final Cut. So, yeah, if I didn't have an iPad Pro and I was just looking at something for the basics, yeah, 14-inch would be great. But if it's like Final Cut and going to be my go-to like work machine, I need something bigger.
Hmm.
Have you guys ever played around with the 17-inch MacBooks?
I have not, but I used to really want one. Those things look just huge because it's their bezels incredible. Are chunk. And the keyboard, they keep the normal-sized keyboard on the... in the normal size trackpad, but it's just like way too much extra computer down there.
Yeah,
it's like something's off.
The trackpad was a little weird, but my brother-in-law had one, and last time I visited him, I got to see it, and I was just like, why did they stop doing this? I love it so much. Like, just, I like it when Apple goes kind of crazy with the specs, and they're just like, you know, giant battery. And if they did that now, like how massive that trackpad would be. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? And the side speakers, and if they did a thinner 16-inch MacBook Pro is basically that. It's pretty much similar in footprint, but the bezels were pretty thick back then when they did the 17-inch design. So it was, yeah. I don't know. I know that not that many people got it. Yeah. Have you guys ever played around with the giant laptops like that, like 20-inch gaming laptops that have a battery life?
I've seen them in Best Buy before, but I've never like gone up and touched them.
There were a few.
Because they look ill. They have the RGB things. Ew, I don't do that.
That's not for me. That's RGB. I'm not supposed to touch that. But there were a few people at my community college that had those in the campus center, which is where I spent 90% of my time there. And they would pull those things out. They look like briefcases. And they would just make me laugh just seeing someone just, there we go. It looks like nuclear launch codes.
And they're typing in a Word document.
Yeah, yeah. And the battery would die almost instantly. But yeah, it's just funny that those pieces of tech exist. Humans are funny.
Hey, someone bought them, and someone wants them. So,
someone.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
May have been a small demographic, but it's a demographic nonetheless. So
it is a demographic.
Oh, well. Yeah. I'm thinking a lot about this Apple Silicon transition and how they'll probably...
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but will there never be another major transition like that again?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. There's no way it's going to be that big again.
Because they went from PowerPC to Intel to now custom design in-house. So where do you... Can you go even more vertically integrated than that? I mean, that's... pretty much like,
yeah. I don't know. You probably could.
How
they
like
they could do even more vertically integrated chips where it's just the software team wrote a program that makes the chips for the software. Like they have a special core that's just for the mail app, and they have another special core that's just for the notes app. And gets infinite battery life.
Of course. We expect no less than infinite. Not 100 years. Infinite.
Yep.
But, yeah, I'm trying to imagine. I guess there could be some, like, revolution in architecture. Like, if we go past ARM, you know, like, find some different leap in microchip technology, maybe. But even then, Apple would be the one developing it, so...
So it would still be a transition, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't need to be as abrupt as, like, this is our 2-year plan to switch away from Intel.
Right.
It'll be like, hey, this Mac now comes with, you know, 10 times the power and half the battery. Double
the battery.
Not half the battery.
We cut the battery in half, because why not?
It was too good. That 20-hour MacBook Pro, we're like, we have those poor Android people and those Samsung people. They cannot keep up with us, so we're going to cut
those people out. Have families, for
exactly.
God's sakes.
We need to make sure they get that.
They have families. This is probably crazy to throw out there, but if...
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy. Wow.
If, heaven forbid, some other company came up with faster silicon than Apple.
Okay, and that they is were crazy.
Yeah, and they were consistently pumping out more efficient, higher performing chips than what Apple could come up with. Could you guys see them ever transitioning to a third party chip again?
Tim, even would if be it like, was
way better.
Here's $20 billion. Why don't you guys go figure out how to do it twice as good as those people? And then they get like their corporate espionage, global security gets in there with their, you know, glasses and the fake nose and the mustache thing, and they you know, snoop around and they find all the data that they need and make it out there and run to the Apple event with a protected case. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what is this?
Craig's gonna look at it like
how cool is that?
How cool is that? We stole this from NVIDIA.
I think Apple would buy out the competition. They make that type of FU money, or it's like, no. You belong to me now. I own you. Oh, you made that. You made that for Razer? No, you didn't. You made that for Apple. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think they would transition. I think they would. The thing is, in this scenario of somebody outperforming Apple and putting out more consistently, I don't know if. Here's what Apple has done different about think different. Here's what they've done different. And why I don't think it's going to be an apples to apples anymore, pun intended, by the way.
Very good.
I think what makes these chips so powerful is that they work with the dedicated hardware and software integration. That's all efficiency.
Right.
So no one can make something better than Apple can make for themselves. And I think what will happen going forward is Windows will have their version for something that powers Windows better. Android will have something for their thing that powers Android better. And the only way they can get close to it is they have to make something for themselves in-house.
Mm.
So I don't know what you're doing. Anyway, so.
I was checking my phone because I got a text message.
You got a text message?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy that I have friends outside of YouTube, but I do get text messages.
Wait,
who would text you right now?
Well, shout out to Scott and Grant, who have both texted me about our chip video. That's what I was looking at. Now the entire internet knows.
Okay, well, I mean, if we're going to derail the show, then
now all of China.
Scott, put him on speaker. I'll talk to him. And then put Grant. Okay, just call him.
I'm calling Scott just for you. We're calling Scott.
You're actually calling Scott. Oh, great.
We'll see. This too early.
I mean, we're just going to ruin the whole thing.
He's going to be in bed or something.
Scott,
forget what I was saying. All right.
This will make sense when you listen to the Tech Podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God. Sorry, Scott.
Your phone is in timeout.
What?
How
what
dare
am I
you?
Dealing with, Drew? My goodness.
I don't know why you go
what
there.
What am I dealing with? Take him.
After the last time, I was like, I'm never going back there again.
I think I don't know. This is dangerous.
My
phone's now gone.
Next time Drew shows up here, as much as you've been trying, he's going to do a haunted ghost pepper chip too. That's the tax that must be paid.
Oh, okay. I want to try it.
Okay.
No, it looks interesting. I want to try those. I like spicy food.
You like spicy food?
Yeah.
My stomach hasn't been the same all night.
He hasn't pooped yet because it stings.
Oh, well. They should call those chips. who made those chips? Intel?
Oh.
They're the hottest chips ever.
No, it's the same people that made the Note 7.
I think that should be a product. It should be like a plastic bag of chips with the big like Intel inside badge on it on the front. And then you eat
from
them
the people
like super
who
spicy.
Brought you Note 7. It will explode expensive. Your bathroom.
Oh my gosh.
Ding 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 ding.
Oh no.
All right.
I wish they could get Justin Long back for those Mac and PC ads, and he could be like
nothing
in a workout
like an,
suit.
Nothing like an aged Gen Xer to really show them how youthful Mac is. Mm-hmm. He's all old skin. Hi, I'm a Mac.
He'll be in great shape. They can de-age him like Mark Hamill in Mandalorian.
Exactly. I was going to say.
Yeah, because that worked out so well. Ah, Justin's aging anyway. I think he's going to look pretty young. If they haven't watched it by now.
Still spoilers.
Yeah. It's too late.
Now, if you haven't watched it by now, Mark. Yeah, no. Luke Skywalker is back, baby. And better and Hamiller than ever.
And he's probably gone, too. Anyway. Get the deepfake channels. They do a good job.
Okay, wow, what better. Were we talking about?
Well, I don't know. Apple you wanted to check your phone.
Transitioning.
They, the only way anybody would be better than Apple, you can't be better than Apple. You can only be different from Apple now. That's the point I was going with these chips, is that they are, because they're made in-house and it's to just better perform and give you better efficiency off of Mac and iPad and iPhone and anything on watches and all that stuff, that you can't outperform it in their own class because it's all done in-house. Mm-hmm. But what you can do is go make your product better for your thing and outperform your own Android. And then let the LGs and the Huawei's and all that, let them all duke it out on their own stuff with their old with their own OEMs and stuff like that for Android. But the only way Android can outperform, it's not that they'll outperform, they can only outperform themselves by making things in-house. Mm-hmm. Windows will do the same thing when it comes to any of the PC or PC gaming, professional desktop computing, or you know, servers and stuff like that. Is the only way that it can outperform and give you the same efficiencies as Apple is by not trying to outperform Apple, is you just make your stuff in-house and then it'll just outperform your own things the same way M1 outperforms the Intel Macs. So I don't ever see Apple getting passed up on something, because now we're past the point, it's not the apples to apples comparison, again, pun intended. You can't just stack them up with one another because the processing power is utilized different. That's why RAM doesn't matter the same way. That's why boot times don't matter the same way. And then the interface might have the similarities because they both have desktops with Windows or Mac. But outside of that, they are by coding and just the architect alone is so fundamentally different that it does. It just I don't think we can never draw a true comparison. So nothing will outperform Apple, but something can. These other competitors in their space can just focus. It's what I've always wanted them to do. Anyway, if they just stop trying to look at the competition and just focus on themselves, you become. That's what Apple did. They don't care. Mm-hmm. They stopped caring a long time ago. They used them when it was viable and necessary, and then they just moved on when they had the resources and the tech caught up to give them their. They always wanted to be in-house. And that's a life lesson, ladies and gentlemen. If you just stop worrying about what other people are doing or thinking about, and you just focus on you. You too could be like Apple, $1 trillion company. Over 2.2 trillion ungodly amount numbers. So, thank you for
coming
to my TED
Talk. You can clip this part of the podcast for Randy's tips to become a trillionaire.
There you go.
Just be like Apple. You'll become a trillionaire.
Just be like Apple. WWJD, what would Johnny do?
You know what I was thinking about recently?
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well done.
Ideas worth sharing.
I was thinking, because someone posted in the Discord that someone was trying to sell on Facebook a 256 gig iPod Touch of like the latest generation with the A10 chip that they posted like yesterday or something. And I'm thinking about how someone spent $400 on an iPod probably at some point in 2020. And like, what do you think their logic is with the iPod Touch? Do they just not want to see the headlines that say Apple has officially killed the iPod? Or do you think there's genuinely a market that they're still catering to that's enjoying that being there?
I think there are two groups of people who are catering to it, and I think there is definitely that headline fear. Because it would hurt as an Apple fan if I saw that headline, or if I went to the Apple store and I couldn't find something labeled iPod, like that would hurt a little bit. Now I'd get over it and move on with my life. It takes
it's
a couple
already
weeks,
like,
but I'd pick
buried
myself
in
together.
The music section,
yeah. But it's still there, and you can still buy one, and that's happy. It makes happy beeps come out of me. But
what?
Happy Beeps, buddy.
I say, la, 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 la. I don't know.
Happy Beeps, buddy. Happy Beeps.
Happy Beeps. I like how they have a picture of an iPod with AirPods on the. I'm looking at the webpage right now. And I'm like, that's the price of the headphones.
Yeah, get the max.
You know, they even still ship with headphone jack to ear pods in the box.
That's right. Ooh. That's why they keep it around, so they can say it's still in their inventory. They keep iPod the same reason in the 90s they kept Macintosh around. It is strictly a naming thing at this point, and to say that it was. Apple was making their own computers that were even better than Macintosh after Steve left, but they kept it around because Macintosh was so iconic. Yeah. The naming, the 1984 commercial, everything about it. And part of it, you know, I think as much as they were Apple... The people who ran Apple at the time and how sour it was with Steve Jobs, I think a part of, you know, his legacy was always still there, and they didn't want to kill it off when they had more. John Sculley had an opportunity. The two succeeding CEOs afterwards had an opportunity to kill, and they never did. They just kept it around, and they maybe longer than it should have. Now, the revitalization of it with iMac that came out later, again, with Steve in his second act, was fine and dandy and all, but there were times, spec for spec, when you could still do spec for spec. Apple was making better computers than the Macintosh, but the Macintosh was the one that they still hold in there. And I think iPod is another version of Macintosh. One, because it was one of Steve Jobs' big come-to-fruition products that he made, and it was so genuinely revolutionary to the industry of audio and music and hardware and art design, all integrated in a single package. And
I think it was the first device Apple made that went in your pocket, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't really a whole thousand songs. That.
Well, the Newton. Yeah. The Newton did go in your pocket.
Was that really? Was that that big?
Like, I have a Newton. I would not. It's about as pocketable as an iPad mini. It's like
pocketable.
So I think out of branding, out of respect towards the legacy, and out of Apple's history, and out of just the remembrance of Steve Jobs and everything like that, I think iPod sticks around more as that. It's a niche product, the same way $400 wheels will be sold. It's there. I don't think it's eating up much resources. They'll never be out of an inventory. And on a practical sense, if we take out the sentimental portion of iPods, I think the market for people who want to buy an iPod are people who want to just have a dedicated play system. I actually know someone who uses Samsung, and they have all these products, and they kept an iPhone around for a long time just because they have their music on there and they play off of it. And if it wasn't an iPhone, if it was for anything else, they said they would have gotten an iPod and still use an iPod because that's their dedicated music that they use to play when they're on a job site. She works in construction, and so she is always outside, like, chainsawing stuff and this and the other, and she uses iTunes or Apple Music.
So one group of people who would buy this is those who want a dedicated music player, but the other group is people who are looking for the best dollar per gigabyte storage option. $400 gets you 256 gigabytes on an iOS device, which is the cheapest for the most storage on any Apple device, which means you can put, you know, a bunch of iTunes movies or, you know, whatever you want onto the iPod.
Well, hey,
do you want to watch a bunch of movies on that screen?
I watched my fair share of movies on the 2-inch iPod Nano screen.
I did too. And I enjoyed those. Pretty bad.
No, it's kind of, you just
well, we didn't have these at the time. You know, this wasn't a thing.
It's basically just like a little eyeglass. Like, you know, you just put it up on your eye and you kind of make a little eyebrow.
Oh man,
sticks up there, and you can watch the movie. Perfect.
Just. I don't know how long I could put up watching something, especially when, you know, $400 buy you a nice TV these days. But, like, we have to ask ourselves every year. We haven't talked about it on the podcast yet, but is 2021 the year they kill the iPod? Or do you think they're going to keep it around for longer? Or how? And if you think they are, how long? How long do you keep this?
I think we're going to get another update.
Another one? What do they put in it? A12?
Make it physically resemble an iPhone 12 mini.
That's just a
complete refresh on the iPod lineup. Well, yeah, but maybe no Face ID, maybe just a you know, camera in the notch.
So still a notch.
Speaker up there. Yeah, still a notch.
Wow.
The same size notch, just a camera.
You know,
and
you know why the 12 mini costs $700, right?
Yes, because of 5G. And if they don't put that in there, then there's no need for it to be $700. No. It can be $200.
It's because it's an OLED display. That's the most expensive part.
That's fine. Still, make the iPod Touch $500. I don't care. I'd love to see it.
Oh. So what you're describing is basically a 10R.
No, what I'm describing is an iPhone 12 mini without the SIM card.
You're suggesting a 10R that's the same price, except there's no SIM card and there's no Face ID, but charged the same amount.
Exactly. I would consider getting it just for the nostalgia. And I know lots of other people do. Drew, I know you laugh, but I know lots of other people would love to use an iPod just to say they use an iPod and be all like retro and cool.
I know
trendy.
Those people, but they've all switched to iPhones recently. Like,
well, I know
everyone I knew who used to keep iPods around.
Yeah,
are like,
but the real hipsters, let me tell you,
I'm a hipster, man. I listen to all my music on my iPod 7th Gen. Like, oh,
but
my
wouldn't
gosh.
Those hipsters not want to buy from Apple?
What
wouldn't
a
they want to buy it from like
way
a,
of you representing California? That's a California accent. Yeah, man. We're gonna go hang out. That wasn't hipster.
No,
that
that's
was
hipster
beach
voice.
Bum.
That's
that
hipster
was a hipster voice. Come on.
No, that is a certain somebody's interpretation of a hipster's voice.
Yeah, it's Nick's interpretation of a hipster voice, which could live in any state. The most insulting thing of the iPod Touch is it starts with 32 gigs.
Yes, that is insulting.
You're right. It should be at
it
16.
It should be 148 gigs.
8 gigs. No, if you go to 6...
You turn on the device for the first time, and it says storage almost full because iOS has taken up 7.9 gigs. And you're instantly download
news.
Supposed
to be streaming anyway. All right, Drew. All right, with all your pessimism, I challenge you to switch to an iPod for a month, and that's your dedicate because you have Wi-Fi at home, you have everything that you need, so you can make your FaceTime calls, you can make your text messages, you can do everything over the air. Use an iPod. Oh my goodness, use an iPod for a month and watch how much productivity you can get done. Not only on the thing, but because you're glued to that, how much you'll get done around the house because it's an iPod.
Well, I'm already in that boat with my 12 mini. I'm ending the day with my...
Then the market for an iPod is you. Or people like you, not you.
No, I'm saying at $200 to $400, if that's your price range, you can get a fairly nice older iPhone with better specifications than that.
No one's saying you can't.
But that's not the challenge.
No one's saying that the $200 to $400 is the best way to
the
spend $200
or $400. The challenge wouldn't be that interesting.
Spending the $200 to $400 is... Yes, you could go buy a different device that has better specs or whatever, but an iPod has always been a secondary device. Even back in its heyday, the iPod wasn't your phone replacement.
Certain kids. Like for me, when I got an iPod Touch, I didn't have a phone, so I was just that was my only
When I got an
I
iPod,
carried.
There was no phone.
Exactly.
back in 1839.
Before Alexander Graham Bell invented the...
I like how my black phone blends into the... there was no phone with Alexander Graham Bell.
You just had an iPod.
I did have an iPod before Alexander Graham Bell made an...
You're right, Nick, my phone just it is a secondary device.
Yeah, and so you take that $200 that you would have spent on maybe some new AirPods... And maybe you're an audiophile who enjoys listening to music in an undisturbed fashion. That's something that I've been listening to music a lot more.
After
the AirPods Max in a more detailed way. And I have noticed how I get distracted as I'm as I'm listening to music. Like I'll be listening to a really jamming soundtrack, like Disney's Soul soundtrack is a pretty good one.
Or Randy Vasquez is Waiting for the Dawn.
Randy Vasquez's Twilight song, unreleased single. I'm listening to that, but then halfway through the song, sometimes I'll be like, ooh, I want to check YouTube to see if there's any new videos. Ooh, I should check my email. And then, ooh, a text message came.
You should try meditation.
Well, iPod still can do all those. It's guilty.
Yeah, well, it could, but the idea for the secondary device is to have a secondary device that doesn't have any of those distractions.
Hmm. It's passive.
It's not minimal. It's more passive.
It's a passive experience.
There are people who want that. I know.
I think that argument would hold up better for an iPod Nano than it does an iPod Touch.
I'd be all for an 8th gen iPod
but that's
Nano.
Gone.
I love the 7th gen iPod Nano.
They
should bring it back. Apple.
They can bring back MagSafe for the MacBook. They can bring back iPod Nano.
I would love. I would be.
With all those colors and stuff.
I will say this live on the podcast. If Apple brings an 8th generation iPod Nano, I don't care what it looks like or what it is, I will buy one of them. I love the iPod Nano brand.
I believe you.
I have a fistful of them at home.
I believe you.
So much nostalgia built into the iPod Nano brand.
Mm. You know what it is? They actually do make an iPod Nano, and it's called an Apple Watch.
I bought one! Woo!
There it is. You can just take it offline, just put music on it. Stream it to your AirPods.
I've never had this version of the Nano, of the square one.
The 6th gen, I did have.
I stopped at Gen 2.
And it was 30-pin.
It was 30-pin. Don't get that thing wet.
that's how I broke mine. I still have it in a box somewhere. Yeah. I jumped in a river with it on, and I totally forgot I had it. The screen still worked. It was just the buttons didn't, so...
Yeah, you kind of needed those buttons.
30-pin is the equivalent of like a spillway for a lake. You know, it's like the most gapingly large opening on a device. And being like, if you jump in water, it's basically going to touch every piece of silicon inside that thing. So it's not good.
Wow.
It's like a negative IP rating. IP negative 68. If it gets near water, it stops working. It doesn't have to touch it.
If you breathe on it funny, it's going to get damaged.
If you keep it near a glass of water for 6 hours, for 30 minutes, 6 feet away from water for 30 minutes, it will stop working.
Oh, man. Yeah, those were the days.
It was still better than a Zoom.
Yeah, a Zoom. Oh, man. I love
it. I just watched the Bill Gates, Steve Jobs... conference and he was like, well, you know, you also can get it with the Zoom, and everyone just laughed
and Bill Gates is like, why are people laughing?
I imagine that. I mean, everybody
Steve
in the
has
audience
a touch
just laughing
for architect. And legend has it they're still laughing to this day. Which is sad because
laughing.
Zoom is actually like a really good, like, it had HD video before HD video was a thing. It had all this cool stuff, radio.
Yep.
Before.
Nanos, even the 7th gen Nano has a radio. I really wish iPhone still did that, because sometimes I just want to listen to the old-fashioned radio.
I do miss radio. I liked Apple Radio on
Yeah, but there's something into just tuning into like a local talk station and hearing about the 7-car pile.
I do that every time I get in my car. It's awful. I hate the radio.
Yeah, okay, true. I guess I could do that, but I don't want to just sit in my car and
forget how much
to the
talking
radio.
They do. Hi, everybody. I like eggs.
And then how much
here's more music.
Filler space is like, welcome back to Wacky Wednesday. He just do that. It's your Wednesday.
They scream and make every noise they possibly can, and then they're like, I wonder why radio is dying. Why is
make
radio
more
dying?
Noises. We clearly don't have enough noises. We need more
they just
noises
keep,
on the radio.
They're just hitting every button on there.
Why is everyone leaving us? Internet radio is just terrible. More music.
Up next, we have the new single from Billie Eilish. Five minutes later, Billie Eilish. After these ads, hey, are you looking for a new car? Basically, come over to and they start doing that really quick talking thing.
That's radio. That's what I don't miss.
Well, see, you guys might not miss it. I would want to tune in every once in a while just for the nostalgia of it.
No, what you want to turn into is AM.
Welcome back to Talk Radio. Today, over at the White House, the inauguration has been postponed due to inclement weather.
Oh, he thought I was going to say something else.
What are you saying, Randy?
Yeah, it got scrubbed.
About the weather.
We're about to get banned on YouTube again.
Weather. Go ahead, weather. YouTube. Go ahead, whatever. Talking about weather. Boy, the weather outside is chilly.
Frightful.
For now on, my metaphor is weather.
Mm-hmm. So when how long do we keep the iPod then? Is it indefinite? Keep it for 40 years?
Ugh. Yes, keep it. Dang it, keep it. I want. I will. This is my hill to die on. I want an iPod. Okay.
Ooh, no.
I will.
You're
I
saying
will,
never get rid of it.
Never. Get rid
you're
of
you're
it.
Fighting that battle on your own, buddy. I'm not.
That's even fine. With you know,
Apple glasses.
It doesn't take much. It doesn't take much to just put it there. You know, the iPod is such a simple device. They make so many more complicated things. Just leave it there. Update it once every 5 years, maybe. Once every 5 years is fine, just so it keeps up with the latest software. And maybe some of the more modern designs, maybe get it more fewer bezels and get rid of the home button at some point. Just
I don't
keep
think
the
they've changed the design in...
Since 2012 was the last time they... Well, is that they what it removed was? The little... 2012 was when
okay,
they...
Okay, well, Nick went on that little tangent. Here's when they I'll should kill the iPod. iPod should die when the day comes and Apple transcends the...
9 years.
The
same design for 9 years.
Wow. 9 years. Remember when people were complaining about the Mac Pro, the trash can? I was like, oh, it hasn't been updated. Or iMac, it hasn't been updated. It's like, no, iPod hasn't been updated. Know your priorities, Apple.
iMac's
update
older
iPod.
Than that. iMac's at 11 years.
My back. Anyway, so iPod should die when we transcend all these devices and stuff and everything becomes pure software and services.
When humanity
dies. Once we
dies.
Go to software and service, when humanity dies.
Next week? Okay.
iPod should
with
die.
With thunderous applause.
So this is how iPod dies. And Apple should be reorganized into the First Galactic Services for a
Mobile
secure
me.
And encrypted ecosystem.
I have bought peace.
I have
all
bought
new
peace.
Empire.
And
your
stability.
New ecosystem
to my new ecosystem, your new ecosystem. Don't make
why
me.
Why did you bring Android?
Don't make me remove you from the App Store, Anakin. My allegiance is to iOS, to the software. If you're not with my ecosystem, then you're a corrupted file.
Only could just Androids rebake the whole
deal.
Movie
then, hey, if you're not an iOS ecosystem, then you're open source. Only Androids deal in open source.
I am the open source.
We've got a whole movie set forward now.
This is me fighting the lightsabers.
Right. It's Apple Pencil 2 and Apple Pencil 1.
So sure
clashing.
Are you of Snapdragon 845? Why so fast are you to leave?
You will not stop me. Team Pixel will become more powerful than either of us. Faith
okay,
in your
done.
New product. Mislead me, please. As is your faith with Google.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Bye, everyone.
That's it. That's my new skit.
Have
that's my new skit. I'm going to make a full parody out of this. That's my, look, my watch
goodbye.
Is saying I'm being too loud.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.